But it's just, it's mind-boggling to me that people won't try as they're starting to get older, because you fully have the capability of putting on muscle, losing weight, increasing your metabolism, feeling better, being pain-free through certain ranges of motions. Welcome to the In Strength Podcast. I'm Liz Lowe, your host, and we are here to talk about all things fitness, getting strong, and watching that strength change our lives. So exercise, no matter what, is important. It's important at every single stage of our life. However, after the age of 35 is when our body kind of starts to take a decline. And when I say decline, I just mean that the hormones that we can produce when we're younger, those anabolic hormones, the ones that help our body grow muscle, increase bone density, all that kind of stuff, they start to decline after the age of around 35, no matter how healthy you are. That's why we age. That's why we get older. That's why we die one day. Our bodies start to break down over time. We cannot stop this, or we'd literally be able to live forever. So that being said, after the age of 35, it's really important that if you are not in an exercise program or a routine that's consistent, that it's time to like jump on that bandwagon. Now, let's say you're in your 50s or even your 60s, and honestly 70s, I've worked with people in their 70s who are starting for the first time. You can still start. There's no age where it's like too late necessarily. So aging can be painful or aging can be graceful. And every single person is going to have it be different, basically, depending upon how they're taking care of their bodies. So after the age of 35, if you are anywhere over the age of 35 and you're not exercising consistently, then it is now time to make it a priority. So when we're younger, our bodies have the capabilities to recover faster. And your workout is only as good as your recovery. Again, I say that all the time. But so when you're in your 20s and your 30s, you're going to be able to wake up the next day. Your body's going to say, hey, I've recovered. I can get into my next workout. Remember that exercise is a stress on the body. So when you exercise, you're actually breaking down your body. You're breaking down your muscle tissue so that you can rebuild it. As you age, though, that recovery process takes longer. And so this is part of the thing, or one of the things that you need to think about as you get older and as you modify and change your training programs, is you have to learn to listen to your body and what does your body need. If you're starting out exercising for the first time and you're in your 50s, then maybe you are only doing 2 days a week at first, and you are only doing 2 days a week of strength training or walking or whatever it is that you have the capability to do at that point. Then as your body learns that stress and adapts to that stress, then we can start to increase the amount of exercise you're doing. We can start to increase the weight. We can increase the reps. We can increase the amount of time you're doing cardio. But that all has to do with recovery and how your body is recovering. So no matter what, as we age, the amount of time it takes to recover between workouts is going to increase. Programming does matter when it comes to the workouts that you're choosing to do as you age, only because one of the things as we age is we really want to keep muscle mass on the best that we can. And we also want to make sure that we are keeping our bone density as high as possible. So weightlifting is a great way to continue to increase bone density, or at least keep it where it is, so that we're not, you know, like we lose muscle tissue as we age, we lose bone density as we age. These are the things that make it so that if we're losing muscle, then we're decreasing that resting metabolic rate or the amount of calories that our bodies can burn at rest. We're becoming less efficient. We are becoming more prone to injury when we're losing muscle. If we fall and our bone density has been decreasing over the years because we're not strength training and we're not putting that stress on our body, now this is when we have, or this is when we see a higher prevalence of bone fractures, whether it's a hip fracture, wrist fracture, shoulder fracture, when you're falling. And so we want to actually train for those things. You might trip and fall. Obviously, if you're doing certain exercises that work on balance, you may have great balance, but if you trip on a curb by accident, anyone can, whether you're 15 or you're 90, then when you do fall, if you fall, you don't want to break a hip. So these are things that you actually have to start thinking about in your 30s, 40s, 50s, and so on and so forth, because it is reality. These things will sideline you. If you fall and break a bone, you will be sidelined. We don't want you to do that. So you need to make sure that you're doing your strength training, training, but you're also recovering from your workouts. So I've obviously been training for the last like 19 years doing weight training with all different demographics of people. I originally actually started in physical therapy clinics, which is why I do so much like rehab stuff still to this day. So I actually have a current client. She is 82 years old. What's today? Today is her birthday. Today is her 82nd really? Birthday. Yeah. True. Today is her birthday. And so she actually didn't start doing weight training. Let me rephrase that. She didn't start doing any form of exercise at all, until she was 78, 79. Yeah. So she's only been training with me for the last couple of years, but before this, she literally like, she didn't even have high school gym. Her gym burned down in high school. And so they had no gym class. So she literally has never done exercise. Like she's done the occasional walking. So in the last couple of years though, one of the coolest things is to see that here she is in her 80s, never have done any exercise, trusts me to start weight training and doing postural stuff, balance stuff. Meanwhile, she does have a hip replacement. So she's gone through the ringer already. And she was so excited to tell me about how she was able to go visit her granddaughter at college and walk up 4 flights of stairs holding groceries and having no issue with it. So this is someone who started in their 70s, is now in their 80s, and has been able to increase muscle mass and increase strength literally within a couple years, starting in their 70s. So for people who think it's too late, like, no, I have about 9,000 other stories that are like this just because I have this love of working with seniors on strength training, even though I own a high intensity resistance training gym, but whatever. And in the middle of the day, I train people usually in their 70s and 80s, but it's mind boggling to me that people won't try as they're starting to get older because you fully have the capability of putting on muscle, losing weight, increasing your metabolism, feeling better, being pain-free through certain ranges of motion. And so it's, as you age, it becomes more and more critical. Their running joke, I actually train, it's a husband and a wife, and the husband's the same age, 82. And they have a running joke that whenever they go to Costco during the senior hours, they're the only ones who can stand upright tall and are not like leaning on their cart the entire time trying to get around the store. They can walk like normal, have great posture, not afraid of falling. So yeah, at any age, strength training is going to be extremely important, but it's even more important as we age. I think as we age, we deal with a ton of different injuries that have come on throughout our lives, whether it's compressed discs, whether it's disc herniations. I'm going to talk about discs a lot because you hear a lot of people like, oh, well, I have low back issues. I have cervical spine issues. I have neck issues. I have hip issues. I've had a knee replacement. I've had a hip replacement. So you hear all these people who have already gone through it all. Like they're like, okay, I've been injured. I've been surgically fixed and I do not want to get injured again. So therefore I am going to avoid strength training, or I'm going to avoid exercise. And I think that's one of the biggest myths, is avoiding exercise and strength training because you've gone through those things. If anything, we need to make sure that you are prioritizing the correct type of strength training so that you never have to deal with another injury ever again. So if you've been through the ringer when it comes to injuries, it just means that you need to find a healthcare professional or a trainer or a physical therapist or someone who can actually help guide you, because now is the time where it's more important than ever. That's always my favorite. I get my people with knee replacements and hip replacements at any age. I employed an 18-year-old girl who had a hip replacement at one point. And I always joke, I'm like, you got the replacement so that you could move pain-free again. Like, you have a perfect joint. Let's use it. I think people are afraid because they underwent this crazy surgery and now they have a complete joint replacement and they fear hurting it again. But really, it's the opposite. Like, you got the surgery because you feared missing out on your life and being in pain all the time. So guess what? We fixed that. Now let's go. So that's, I'd say, the biggest myth when it comes to exercising as you age, that all those injuries, they pile up over the years. But really, if you want to keep them at bay, then you need to make sure that you're moving. Now, the majority of you who are listening to this probably are not 70 years old. Maybe you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s. Maybe you're chasing your kids around. Who knows? But the biggest thing I want you to take away from this is that It's time to start now. If you do not have a consistent training program, and I'm not talking 7 days a week of being a psychopath, I'm talking about 3 days a week of movement that is structured into your lifestyle so that way it is a habit. You don't have to think about it. It can be 30 minutes. You could just be literally like side shuffling down the street with your kid, honestly. So getting consistent now is going to save you later. And as somebody who has seen later for people, for a lot of people, for thousands of people, I promise you, you will not regret like literally getting up right now and just saying, okay, this is the core and plank routine I'm just going to start implementing 3 days a week, or this is the walking routine I'm going to implement 3 days a week. And watch what happens as that becomes a lifestyle that, or a habit for you that you actually add on to it because you feel good. It makes you feel better. And when you feel better, you want to do more. But if you try to go full blown from the beginning, you're going to feel exhausted and it's not going to be something that you can actually keep in your life. So we need to make these things little, I call them baby steps. They're baby steps. Pick one thing. You're going to pick 3 days a week of picking one type of exercise, one modality of exercise. Maybe it's strength training. I love strength training. Or maybe it's cardio, or maybe it's just getting outside and walking with your kids. Whatever the heck it is, make it a habit and then just watch what happens as you start to feel better and better. As someone who is wondering where to start, I am an advocate for always starting in strength. So if I were you, or if I was your trainer, I would be telling you it's time to incorporate strength training into your life 2 to 3 times a week. What does that look like? Personally, if you're just starting out, total body exercises or total body workouts. So you're working a little bit of legs, a little bit of core, a little bit of upper body. Maybe that's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Tuesday, Thursday, depending upon your schedule and your current ability levels. If you have the ability to, finding a professional to, maybe it's just 1 or 2 times you go in for a session to learn something if you're unsure on form. My favorite cue for form is if you have perfect posture when you're doing it, your form is probably great. And if you're doing a squat, a deadlift, or anything that's supposed to work your glutes, please make sure the weight's in your heels. A lot of people like to rock into their toes. So have perfect posture and keep the weight in your heels and you're pretty much golden in the weight room. But yeah, go get help, go on YouTube, watch videos, do something, but 2 to 3 times a week, if you need a starting place, start in strength, start with weightlifting, and that can just create the catalyst for everything else in your life.